This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech Friday released data from studies showing their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. The study was released 4 days before the Food and Drug Administration's Independent Advisory Committee is scheduled to consider emergency approval for use of the vaccine on children. In anticipation of that, the White House this week announced plans to deliver enough child doses of the vaccine to all 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 currently living inside the United States. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday continued to dismiss calls for renewed COVID-19 restrictions. He said there's nothing to indicate those moves will be necessary in the coming months, despite the fact that Britain is currently seeing a dramatic surge in COVID-19 cases. Speaking to reporters while touring a London vaccination facility, Johnson said the current surge in infections is high, but still within the parameters experts predicted. Britain currently has the highest daily number of infections in Europe, averaging more than 45,000 a day, and it's up 17% from the previous week. The U.S. government recorded its second largest budget deficit on record in fiscal year 2021, but it was down somewhat from 2020. This year's deficit was $2.77 trillion compared to $3.13 trillion last year. Both years reflect massive government spending in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration said this year's lower deficit was due to a recovering economy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Friday the Pentagon will continue to support Taiwan's military, but declined to say if U.S. troops would defend the island against China, a day after U.S. President Joe Biden said there was an American commitment to do so. Austin said the United States is committed to the official One China policy, in which Washington accepts that Beijing governs China, but that does not prevent the United States from providing aid to Taiwan, including military hardware. Late Thursday, Biden sparked a new firestorm in Washington-Beijing relations by saying the United States had an agreement to help defend Taiwan, a U.S. ally that China considers its own territory. The comments sparked a sharp retort from Beijing, with a foreign ministry spokesman warning Washington, quote, should act and speak cautiously on the Taiwan issue. Israel on Friday effectively outlawed six prominent Palestinian human rights groups by declaring them terrorist organizations. It was a major escalation of its decades-long crackdown on political activism in the occupied territories. The declaration appears to pave the way for Israel to raid offices, seize assets, arrest staff, and criminalize any public support for the groups. Most of the targeted organizations document alleged human rights violations by Israel, as well as the Palestinian Authority, both of which routinely detain Palestinian activists. Israeli and international rights groups condemned the move as an assault on civil society and expressed solidarity with the targeted organizations. Many noted that Israel already outlaws even peaceful political activities in the occupied West Bank. British police investigating the 2017 Manchester Arena suicide bombing attack arrested a man on Friday on suspicion of a terror offense. Police said the 24-year-old local man was arrested as he returned to Britain via Manchester Airport on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of acts of terrorism and assisting others in the same. 22 people, including 7 children, died in the attack on crowds at a concert in the venue by U.S. singer Ariana Grande. Ukrainian police on Friday detained a 25-year-old man who threw a Molotov cocktail at the house of a senior aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. The attack on the deputy head of the presidential administration was the second in weeks on an aide to Zelensky after gunmen opened fire on a car carrying his senior aide in late September. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.